WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are delivering their closing messages to voters across the nation in their battle for the White House. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavidez reports from Atlanta.
Rallying in North Carolina, former President Donald Trump told supporters the economy and border security would be among his top priorities in the White House.
So I've come today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of massive numbers of criminals that have come into our country.
Vice President Kamala Harris is also rallying in North Carolina today. The last Democratic presidential candidate to carry the state was President Barack Obama.
Also on the campaign trail is President Biden. He's in the swing state of Pennsylvania speaking to union workers in Scranton. He talked about Trump's tax cuts while he was in office.
He's the first president other than Herbert Hoover who came into office and left with fewer jobs than he came into office, and left the largest deficit any president has in recent history because of a $2 trillion tax cut, which you got virtually nothing from.
Polls in Pennsylvania show that Harris and Trump are tied, so it's an important win for both. This election is also about Congress, with many competitive races to be decided. This election could determine which party controls the Senate for the next 2 years. And one of the closest races is in Wisconsin.
Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is seeking a third term. Baldwin's being challenged by Republican businessman Eric Hovde. The polls have tightened and the race is now considered a toss-up. Hovde strongly backs Donald Trump, even though he sometimes disagrees with the former president's rhetoric.
I'm from Wisconsin. He's a New York developer. So I have my style. He has his style. His style seemed to work for him. My style's worked for me.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Rhinelander,
Thousands of
Wisconsin.
Demonstrators took to the streets of Tel Aviv protesting against Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're demanding a deal to release the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Netanyahu has vowed to keep fighting until Hamas is destroyed. Ben Adelberg is one of the protesters.
For me, there's almost no price that's too steep. The negotiating team to do whatever they can to make a deal, stop the war, and bring people back home.
Meanwhile, Israel continues to fight against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Critics have questioned why a truce still has not materialized now that Israel has achieved so many of its war aims, for example, taking down Sinwar. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You did it! You unplugged from the politics. And man, if there's a time to unplug from politics, it's now, right?
That's right, Rob.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
At least till Tuesday.
At least till Tuesday. Then get back into it. We can get into it on Monday, but I need a little break.
Oh, wow. That's well, sure. Let's kick everything off with a double dip. We're going to do a double dip with Bing Bong. You know, they have just released their new album, Hip Eponymous, and we have a couple of songs that we're going to play for it. But first, let me tell you, the 8th of November, there'll be a Chiefs Tavern here in Madison. All these are Madison shows. The 16th of November, right here in the Lair, ooh, Rob, we're going to have them live, Bing Bong. And then the 21st at the Burr Oak. So lots of opportunities to see Bing Bong this month. Right now, let's kick off this double dip with a song that's called Mean Old World. It's a Spooner cover written by Duke of Garbage and Spooner. Cool. Let's hear that right now. This is Mean Old World. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Down. What's it all mean? I used to wish upon a falling star. I used to follow my dream. And underneath that starry night, the dreams went rolling out of sight. Somewhere on the way she got left behind. She sold those dreams for another kind. Now you wanna know it's a mean old world. You wanna know by now. You're all alone in a mean old world. It's a mean old world going round and round now.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Deep.
There you have it. Bing bong here on Max Inc. Radio. Tied for top performer of the year this year for a Mama Award. And all this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Noah Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman inside the Northgate Mall. Cat and Kitten Adoption. Amazing organic pet food, grooming, and much more. And Herbal Aspects, now with three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, and online at herbalaspect.com.
Rob, you know, I have to go back to Bing Bong. And, yes. Of course, they're playing the 21st of November at the Burr Oak. And, you know, the Burr Oak won Club of the Year Mama Award.
I love that place. So much fun.
And the last song we heard by them was Clear Blue Sky. And that actually won Song of the Year.
Cool. I mean, you guys got to go to the Mama Awards. I didn't get to go. I was out of town. So jealous.
We were the MCs.
I know.
It was a lot of fun.
It's amazing. Jimmy cleans up really well.
Yeah, you know.
No, it was a lot of fun to see you guys on stage. And Terry won something too, right?
She won On-Air Personality. Mm. So, yeah,
well-deserved.
We cleaned it up there.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Where are we going from here? The preview. Oh, what's going on tonight?
Yeah.
Looking at the wrong piece of paper here.
Well, Bad Boy's coming up.
Bad Boy's coming up. But you know what? Yet tonight, we have Kirstie Krause.
Yep.
She's won some awards. She has a new song. She moved to Nashville a while ago. Josie Award winner. We're going to hear all about that. Natty Nation, annual Black Friday show. We're going to be talking to Ja Boogie on the phone. And live in the lair tonight, Black Willow Starling from Milwaukee, Michael Tinker Tierney, and Nora are here.
I can still hear the echoes, how it's so amazing. Oh,
it's going to be really good. And then, of course, Indy 45 show, and then After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Talented man.
Now, let's move on to Bad Boy, right?
Yeah.
You know, they always play. They're a big part of the Sleigh Riders charity and auction that happens in Milwaukee at Shank Hall, December 16th. This has been going on for over 30 years. It's always like the best musicians, professional musicians from Milwaukee get together. They do this show every single year. Bad Boy is always just a huge part of it. Steve Grimm. Let's hear a little Bad Boy. This is, you know, back in the 80s from their best of album. This is Cheat on Me, Bad Boy. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How could you cheat on me? How could you? How could you? Hi, my name is Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people!
On Max Inc. Radio. Mama Artist of the Year, and well-deserved, man. I got to see them this summer, Rocker, and they never disappoint. They're going to be at Toffers, of course, like home base there in New Glarus. Red Rooster here in Madison on the 27th. Where else? Up in Fond du Lac on the 20th, and then over in Milwaukee on the 21st. So the roster is full.
They cleaned up, man, and yeah. Jimmy won, you know, Best Artist of the Year. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he deserves it,
too. We got to present him with that award, so it was quite an honor.
You know, watching him play the piano, and, you know, and it's, like, rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, man, that's going to fall off the stage. But no way, not for Jimmy, no.
Oh, those guys rock.
Yeah.
I remember one year they played at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
And they were traveling from Minnesota to get to Atwood Fest to play, right?
On the bus, right, yeah.
Well, they had, this van.
Yeah.
And on the way here, one of the tires broke off the van and rolled off. And so they had to stop on the side of the road, actually, you know, fix
the van,
the axle or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They got to Atwood Fest and they pulled that tire. They went and found it. They pulled that tire and put it in front of the stage and played behind it for the whole set.
That's
just as a tribute to their to their journey,
just,
as it were.
A great, well-oiled machine, right? If you ever get to see him, go see him live. Toffers is also a fun place to see them live too, because they're there so so often, because it's home base, right?
Yeah, New Glarus.
Yeah,
so because he's a dairy farmer by day, right?
Yeah,
you never guess it.
Yep.
Hey, let's move on to Jenna Jean.
Yeah.
Eagle River, Wisconsin. We had her here in the lair. She's moving to Nashville, and actually the final show with her band is tonight, Eagle Lanes Bowl in Eagle River. Let's listen to a little Jenna Jean. This song is called Knew Me When. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jenna Jane on Max Inc. Radio. More local stuff right after this. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Plans don't make sense to me. Somewhere on the beaches where you'll find me. No, no, I can't get tied down. No, no, I can't get tied down, baby. No, 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 I can't get tied down. The very next day I'll be sailing away. I can't get tied down. I can't get tied down. Can't sit with the same old sand. I get restless just holding hands. I'm pretty good at saying goodbye with a
stuff from Kirsty Krause right here on Mag Zinc Radio. I'm so excited to say 2024 Female Country Artist of the Year rocker.
For a Josie Award, that's right, Rob. They're out of Nashville. And that song we just heard, Tied Down, it just won Song of the Year in the Parrothead community. You know, Kirsty, she is from around here, right?
Yeah.
You might remember where they're Thirsty Jones.
Oh, I love Thirsty Jones. I always keep saying Thirsty Jones, and she's just like, Rob, that was so like 1990, 1890, I don't know, whatever.
And she's listening now, right? and then she moved to Nashville. Yeah. Now she's like a rising star in Nashville. And we have her on the phone right now from Nashville, Kirsty Krause. Kirsty, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Now, Rocker, here's one fact you don't know. Right now, she's standing in the middle of a bacon festival.
Like, really?
Yes, right now.
I am. I just finished up. And I will say this. I just have to say this really quick. You're supposed to say that was so 2020 to make me sound not that old. That was so a long time ago, like 2020, you know?
It was so like a long time ago.
So, Kirsty.
Yeah, Bacon Festival in Murfreesboro, like south of Nashville. And there was kids running around. There's music. There's bacon. It was just absolutely fantastic. I just tried a bacon costume on, which I'll probably post about.
Oh, I love it. Are you performing there or just a fan?
I performed today. Yeah, I ended up seeing this festival pop up on Facebook, and it said fifth annual Murfreesboro Bacon Festival, and I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
How do I play this?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, now let's talk about this like recent news, right? I saw it come across my desk. Female Country Artist of the Year, the Josie Awards, and that's a pretty big deal.
It's a darn big deal.
Yeah, it was like set over 75,000 some submissions all around the U.S. and some in other countries, and yeah, there was 190 award winners. Because there's all genres, so it's like world music, children's music, like Christmas, all the things. And my award was later in the night because it was a big one. And when they said "Kerr," all they had to say was "Kerr."
Oh, you just go crazy!
My face was just stunned. And then I was like, "Oh crap! I need to like pick up my dress and run from the balcony to the stage of the Opry right now."
So this was at the Grand Old Opry that you received this award.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was, and like, I actually had some of my Wisconsin people there. Debbie and Roger were with me. My aunt was with me. My mom was with me. So there were some people like representing from Wisconsin that were there for the special moment.
Wow, that is just splendid. And then you gave a speech. How did that go?
It was. I mean, I was definitely nerve-wracking. My voice was kind of tired. I was just sitting in Gulf Shores for the last week prior, singing my butt off and talking to a bunch of parrot heads. So I was definitely didn't have much left. And I was like, okay, I just need to hold it together, and I need to, like, make whatever noise I have. And they gave me about 7 seconds.
Sounds like radio.
So I just quickly, like, I said it, and the music started. I think I actually posted the speech on Facebook, and the music started a little bit, but I was able to, like, wrap it up. So it didn't sound quite dramatic.
Now, speaking of parrot heads, you were saying you're recently down at Key West in Florida, and you're part of that parrot head community, and they just awarded you Song of the Year with that song we just heard, Tied Down. Tell us about that.
Yes. That was such a surprise. It was a Friday night of the festival, and they announced it and gave us the award. And Mark has it because it's a duet with him and I. So he's keeping the award at his house, nice and warm. Maybe we'll switch off at some point. But it's the 2024 Song of the Year because we just were like sitting on the charts for them. We were always in the top buzzin' dozen, which is a top 12. And we made number one 3 times. So they told in their speech, they said it was an easy choice to come up with the Song of the Year for this year. And that was really awesome. Like 2 wins in 1 week.
Wow. And now you just mentioned Mark Mulch, who you did the duet with that song. Tell us a little bit about Mark. We're not maybe aware.
Yeah. Mark is from Jersey, and I actually brought him up to do a pop-up event right before Jimmy Buffett's concert at Alpine Valley. Mm. And I was like, Mark, I know that you don't know much about this trap rock community, but you are that. You play barefoot.
You are in the community. You just don't know. You're supposed to be in the community.
Yeah, you're already that. You have like long hippie hair. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're from the beach in New Jersey. Just his whole songs are that vibe. So I just introduced him to the community, and ever since he's just made lifelong friends. Like he's just made himself right at home, and they've embraced him in such a big way. So he's a good friend of mine. He has some like Priscilla Block cuts, and in that world of songwriting, he also had a song on Country Strong, the movie, and just different placements like that. So he's just a badass, and we wrote this song in like 45 minutes, and he was like, let's put it on my EP. I was like, okay.
That's awesome. Where was it recorded?
We recorded it at 2022 Studios at Lee Turner's Studio, who he's actually from Wisconsin as well. He tours on the road with Darius Rucker for the last 9 years, 10 years.
That's cool.
And so, yeah.
Wow. So are you coming back to Wisconsin anytime soon?
Christmas.
I am. That's right. Okay. Thank you for reminding me. I think I wrote this in the email. I have a Christmas party coming up, and I will be back. I'm not going up for Thanksgiving. I'm going to stay in the South and go to the Iron Bowl, which is college football, SEC. I'm going to check that out and see what that's all about and compare it, obviously, to the Badgers and the Badger games. But I am coming up for Christmas, so I'm hosting a party on Friday, December 20th, and then everybody's invited. They're putting food out, and just by donations, we're going to have apple pie shots and music and just celebrate closing out the year at Al's Dayton Place in Dayton, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. We're glad you're coming back. How do we keep up with Kirsty Krause online?
You know what I do? I signed up and I'm a thirsty. That's how I know what's going on. Yeah. Yay! You gotta follow along that way because you do so much. Tell me about the Dollywood thing.
Dollywood is so I went on all the roller coasters. I spent 7.5 hours at the park and then went back to the resort to perform at night. It was wild. I loved it. It was everything that I wanted it to be. And of course I like just had to go and do the whole park. So they gave us fast passes, which helped with the roller coasters.
Right.
And we did it up. I also bought some Christmas gifts when I was there. Cause there's so many shops, there's so many performance stages. So just to meet the other performers and, really, that was kind of like almost like my audition out there.
Right.
And I think it went really well. So It was really good.
So how close did you get to see Dolly? Are you getting closer? I mean, you're getting closer.
Well, you know what? In golf stores, actually. So like a couple days later, I met this girl. And her producer is the same producer, Dolly, who I know him. But she also said she knows the bass player really well. And she's bored of the bass player, the music video. So that is one more person closer. That's
you are getting closer. I'm telling you, you're getting closer.
Close to Dolly. Yes. It will happen.
The bass player is the key.
One day, I know. I just hope one day, like, maybe they'll ask me to perform at the Opry for Dolly's birthday, and then I can perform Dabba Dolly. That's what I'm praying about.
It will happen. It will happen, and you're going to melt.
I would melt, for sure. I freaking melted on the stage at the Opry, like, accepting the award. As soon as I walked in the circle, I looked up, because all my people were in the balcony. I just looked up at them and was beaming.
Yeah, like, Rocker, I'll send you a link to the video. It's amazing to watch her, too, accepting the award. And your mom was there, which was super cool, and that's wonderful.
And your aunt. I love seeing those guys. They're lots of fun.
Yeah.
Now,
you both know my aunt. She was there. They just laugh.
Well, because I can just see her, you know, just going nuts because she's so energetic.
Apparently from the balcony, she screamed, "That's my pumpkin," while I was giving a speech.
Wow. Oh, geez. Yeah, all of a sudden she's whipping out, like, baby pictures and stuff, too, showing them to the people next to her.
Everyone.
Oh, that's how it works, right? Well, I found your website, KirstyKrause.com.
Yeah. That's the key.
That's how we keep up with you, at least, or sign up for the email list, Rob. I mean, I can't believe that you know all this stuff.
Yeah.
Just from an email list.
Yeah,
I follow it.
Yeah. And she's got a good gig, Rocker. She's up here in the summer. And then as soon as those birds fly away, as soon as those leaves start flying, all of a sudden I see her in Key West.
In Florida.
Yeah. People are like, I can tell you're from the north from your snow tan.
I know. I'm just, living that snowbird life.
Well, that's really fun.
Depends on where it called me.
Now, there's another song that you sent us. It's called Something New. And it's a song about you moving to Nashville and leaving your hometown here in Wisconsin. Tell us about this song before we take a listen. And by the way, thank you very much. And we really appreciate it for you speaking with Max Inc. Radio tonight from Bacon Fest.
Oh, my gosh, guys, of course. I absolutely love the support and all the love that you guys have given me over the years. Like, it literally means everything. And when I got this email that you wanted to be a part of celebrating such a wonderful career moment, it just touched me so much. So thank you for this time. And Something New is meaningful to me because it is really just my story about starting something new. And for me, that was moving to Nashville away from my family, missing like sometimes Mother's Days, sometimes people's birthdays, weddings. I can't always make everything. So it was hard. It was definitely hard. I'm very close with my family. Starting something new for me was moving away, and that's what this song is about.
Perfect. Well, here we go. This is Kirsty Krause, Something New, brand new. Kirsty Krause, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yay. You were always here if you ever
Said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us sex and beer? Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. From the city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Max Inc. Radio.
That was a fun song, Roger.
Oh, man. Pat McCurdy Band, yeah. Sex and Beer, that's live. November 9th, you can catch Pat McCurdy all over Wisconsin. November 9th, Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh. The 10th, Maddie's Bar in Waukesha. The 14th, Eastside Club here in Madison. 27th, Double D's Pub in Hales Corners.
Man.
November 29th, Shank Hall in Milwaukee. And November 30th, The Wharf in Manitowoc. He is like everywhere.
Yeah. And then before that, brand new stuff from Ghost Particles.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Particles. Holy cow. They are a great band. They have a ton of different people in it that were in Firetown and let's see, Firetown. What are all the bands? There's so many different bands. Yeah. Rousers.
The Rousers, yeah.
Spoon. I'm not looking at it. Spooner. Yeah, yeah, right.
Here we go. Yeah, Polly Ryan, was in Garbage. And
Obros, Garbage. Yeah. Lee Lansky from the Rousers.
Tons.
Don Irwin from the Rousers. Yeah, great stuff. Yep. New album, North Central.
And next up, the People Brothers Band. Yeah, they're going to be doing stuff at the Appleton Beer Factory November 8th. On the 21st of December, they're playing with a UW up there in Minneapolis.
And the first Big Woo.
Yeah, the Big Woo. Sorry. Jeez. It's those leaves, I'm telling you. And Majestic Theater back in Madison on December 28th. So why not listen to some, People Brothers Band right now.
Sounds good.
On Max Inc. Radio. This is Max Inc. Radio. More local music coming up next.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.